Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh All alone with you guys here on a Sunday. I haven't done a solo episode in a while because we've been in studio. We've just had a lot of things going on with the Browns overall. Putting out the Dog Pack Discord episodes and all that kind of fun stuff, but no Dog Pack Discord episode this past week because of the holiday. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July weekend. Hope everybody stayed safe. You've got all 10 fingers still remaining, or at least however many fingers you went into the weekend with. I hope you came out with that same number of digits on your hands. So today, real quick, honestly, I just want to dive into some of this Jerome Ford could be traded stuff that's going around. I've been seeing it on Twitter, on social media. I've seen it just browsing through Google, these BS clickbait articles. You guys have, if you've listened to the show, especially recently, you know that I have harped hardcore on all the BS writing, clickbait headline nonsense that is just absolutely destroying the internet right now. And as far as I'm concerned, all this Jerome Ford stuff is just more of the same. So I'm going to take a look at a specific article, talk about it, and we're going to break down a little bit more about Jerome Ford heading into the 2024 season. But before we talk about all that stuff here real quick on this episode today, I just want to remind you guys, fantasy football leagues are open in the Dog Pack. Please head to jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. You get access to our private Discord. You get in there with all the other Browns fans that are in there. Ton of fun. And that's how you sign up for the fantasy football leagues this season. Last year, we had 5 redraft leagues and a dynasty league. This year, we've already started a second dynasty league, and we're hoping to have at least 5, if not more, maybe even up to 8, fingers crossed if we can get enough people, leagues for redraft this season. And everybody, you know, first of all, just being in the Dog Pack is a ton of fun. It's like an online Browns backers club. We talk about it all the time. It's just a group of really great people. I mean, last week we even had an evening where it just turned into a men's mental health check session where everybody was chiming in and kind of being vulnerable and helping out, you know, a certain member in there who is going through a tough time. And we, you know, it was just really cool to see this community of online people who have just met and created friendships online from around the world, just come together to digitally, because obviously we're not physically together, but to digitally put hands on another guy, lift him up, and just help him through his tough time. So it's also a great support group, which you need on Sundays whenever the Browns are going through their roller coaster up and down during a game, whenever you've got the emotional ride going on and it's, I can't believe they just did that. Oh, I can't believe we just did that. And, you know, all of everything in between. So check it out. But again, the fantasy league specifically, we are pushing for that right now because signups are going to end on Friday, August 23rd. So you've got over a month yet, but it's going to fill up quick. And we want to make sure that we get as many people in there ahead of time as possible so we can start divvying up the leagues and get everything settled for the drafts. And like last year, every person who wins, so every league winner in the fantasy football leagues will receive a Dogs Podcast Fantasy League Champion t-shirt with your championship week roster and their final point output and everything like that on the back. Those shirts were a really big hit last year and really looking forward to doing it again here in 2024. Also, please make sure if you guys are watching this on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel, tap the notification bell. We are so close to 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. Please give us a sub if you haven't already. Help us out there. And Apple Podcasts, specifically, give us a 5-star written review. If you're on Spotify, drop us a 5-star, five-star rating there as well. And actually, Spotify started a new thing where we can now do video on Spotify for the podcast. So now you can actually watch our video podcast on Spotify and not just listen to it. So pretty cool stuff going on in the podcasting space. So today, let's dive into this Jerome Ford stuff. So when I was looking at this stuff earlier in the week, I was kind of thinking, okay, I'm just seeing the headlines. I never really went in and read any of this speculative clickbait BS crap because I don't like it. I don't like to entertain it. But when I see enough of it, I start to, you know, realize that I should probably talk about it on the show a little bit, because I'm sure if I'm seeing it a bunch, you guys have all seen it too. So this article that I pulled up, this one had me say, are you effing kidding me? Probably at least 3 or 4 times. And here's why. So this article that I'm specifically talking about, this one's from lastwordonsports.com. It's called former 5th-round pick may wind up on trade block. There's your headline. So I tend to really stay away from headlines that are structured like this. So this is a clickbait headline. May wind up on the trade block. Okay, first of all, it says former 5th-round pick may wind up on trade block. So right there, you need to click in the article to see, well, who's the former 5th-round pick this article's even talking about? And then may wind up on trade block. Boy, that's interesting. I better click on this and see what's going on. But may wind up on trade block, to me, that just means this is 100% speculation. It's opinion. It's based on nothing that the team has said or done. This is strictly the writer, the author's opinion on this. And it says in the beginning, it says, based on a report, .. Well, when you click on the link in this article, it takes you to this so-called report over to heavy.com. And Heavy is one of my most hated outlets. I swear all they do is post clickbait nonsense. So this, what was it? Lastwordonsports.com was using heavy.com as their source, as their reporting source for their opinions, which was a lot of copy and paste from Heavy. And the journalism world is dead. Like it's bad. It's ruined. It really is destroyed. This pay-per-click, I've talked about it a ton, but the pay-per-click structure that these websites have for their writers is absolutely terrible. It leads to all of this. I don't understand how a lot of these people aren't getting nailed for plagiarism, because they literally will copy and paste what another article says and put it in theirs. It's so stupid. So we'll just kind of break through this real quick here. So again, headlines like that, got to be careful. So this is what this exquisite, super insightful writing in the article says. Quote, Ford may be coming off a breakout season, but Nick Chubb is back, so the Browns may trade him. You talk about writing like a fifth grader. First of all, let me be a writing snob here for just like 1 minute. Please excuse my little rant here, but English and writing were like my top courses in school. I did very well in those, and I still understand and remember a ton from all of that, the schooling that I got in that subject. You cannot end a sentence, okay, an English grammatical sentence with the Browns may trade him, when that sentence includes two male subjects that him could be referring to. So is the him at the end of the sentence referring back to Jerome Ford or back to Nick Chubb? Okay, now obviously they mean Jerome Ford, obviously, but just from an English sentence structure standpoint, I really can't believe people like this author, Anthony Palacios. I can't believe Anthony is allowed to publish anything online. But then again, this is the garbage you get with pay-per-click. So what does he say next that is just utterly ridiculous. See, talking about Jerome Ford, he says, quote, he was able to wheel in 1,132 total yards that season after having a limitation in his rookie season, so they could move on from him. Okay, wait. So eclipsing 1,100 yards is a requirement to meet that says you could be traded, or having a limitation in your rookie season means you could be traded? This guy, I have no idea what this guy's even trying to say with a lot of this stuff. I know I say don't give anybody these clicks, but man, if you want to see what I'm saying, go read this whole article. It is a joke. Next, he says the Browns could get some draft capital in return if they decide to trade Ford, which seems likely. Okay. Well, what seems likely? That the Browns could likely get draft capital, or the Browns are likely to trade him? This is so stupid and poorly written, it blows my mind. And so now this expert, I guess, he's flat out saying, yeah, trading Jerome Ford seems likely for the Browns. Based on what? Based on nothing. Next he says, quote, behind Ford are Deontay Foreman, John Kelly Jr., and Nyheim Hines. So he has some competition behind him that can take over at any moment. Dude, holy crap. First of all, you right there, I know this guy has no affiliation, or I guess affiliation is the wrong word. He has no connection as far as like what the Browns are doing, what the roster's like, what the team has been the last few years. You got John Kelly Jr. listed. Like, you have no idea that this dude has been on the practice squad his entire career with the Browns. Like, he's not a threat to compete with Jerome Ford. He was there last year, you doofus. Nyheim Hines hasn't even practiced yet. He's still not back from his ACL injury from last summer. Like, he doesn't know this. Now, Deontay Foreman, yeah, we think that he could potentially be the lead ball carrier, but Jerome Ford is still going to be in that running back rotation with Deontay Foreman and hopefully Aiden Robbins. So this article is terrible. It makes me laugh. He goes on, quote, the Browns making new additions to the team's running back room shows that they're not ready to invest in Ford. No, it doesn't. It means that Nick Chubb is injured and that we need depth at that running back position. And we knew from last year that Jerome Ford was not efficient enough to be a high volume lead running back. But can he be like a 50% snap, you know, guy in a shared running back or shared backfield? Absolutely he can. I think that we've talked about it a ton. Jerome Ford's, I believe it's true. Well, I'll get to his stats here in a second, but his true yards per average last year, or yards per carry, was not good. It was very low, but the dude can hit home runs. You got to get him in space. And I think they need to make sure they're utilizing him heavily in the passing game. So I guess I might as well just talk about it now. I think that Jerome Ford could have a similar usage, maybe not overall as James Cook in Buffalo, but I think that the way the Bills use James Cook in the passing game, I think you're going to see a lot more of that from Jerome Ford this year. And I think we'll see how Jerome Ford does in this new run scheme with Ken Dorsey and everything. Maybe his efficiency goes up. Maybe the run scheme they were running last year under Kevin and Alex Van Pelt and Bill Callahan, maybe that running scheme, we talked about this before too, maybe it just didn't fit him. Maybe it just did not fit Jerome Ford. And that's okay if it didn't, because there's going to be changes this year. Obviously, the offense, the run scheme, everything is going to be different. So we'll see if that helps him. But if not, I mean, that's where it's like on these running downs, on the early downs, we know that Deontay Foreman can be effective in that situation. So the next thing, this is what really got me whenever I was reading through this. So I mean, hey, this guy's an analyst, and I'll read you his bio here in a minute, which is a joke. But he says, okay, so who are Jerome Ford's potential trade fits? So Anthony Palacio, or whatever his name is, here's what he thinks the Browns could, or I guess by his assertion, are likely to trade. And here's who the potential fits are: the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and the Ravens. Okay, so this dude has zero credibility. He actually wrote in this article that the Browns could trade Jerome Ford in division to the team that finished first last season. That would never happen. The Browns would never trade a running back or any potentially high impact piece to an in-division rival, especially in a season where we're fighting for the division. So what a joke. This was some of the worst garbage that I've ever put myself through as far as reading. This is Anthony Palacios bio, which he probably wrote himself. Anthony is a dedicated NFL sports writer that gives readers immediate news and rumors around the league. He strives to provide insight and analysis with an unprecedented perspective that resonates with an audience to generate their own. Well, his perspective is a little unprecedented, but then again, stupidity has been around for a long time, so maybe not that unprecedented. And we clearly have differing opinions of insight and analysis. So obviously there are multiple of these articles floating around out there now talking about Jerome Ford being a potential trade candidate and all this stuff after training camp, yada, yada, yada. Guys, if the Browns trade Jerome Ford, the only way that happens is we go through training camp and they're like, wow, Deontay Foreman is a stud. Wow. Aiden Robbins could be our RB1 of the future. Wow. Nyheim Hines is back and he is electric. And even then, I don't think we're trading Jerome Ford. I guess those three scenarios, plus they'd have to say, wow, Pierre Strong Jr. took a huge step up. This guy didn't even mention Pierre Strong either. This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog Pack, the summer is in full swing, and you guys know what that means. Omaha Steaks annual hotter than fire sale. Go to omahasteaks.com right now, and for a limited time, you guys can get big savings on great packages from Omaha Steaks for just $99. Plus, you guys can get an extra $10 off that order with promo code DOGS, DAWGS, at checkout. So these packages with that promo code are essentially $89. From exquisite steaks to legendary burgers, the premium pork, the air-chilled chicken, the meatballs, the chicken wings, the appetizers, the ready-to-eat meals, the wine, everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer. Head over there today, check it out. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale to get these exclusive savings on the mouthwatering packages that start at just $99. Plus, use that code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out for an extra $10 off your order. But hurry, because this sale is only available for a limited time. Summer always flies by, and this deal is going to fly by, so you're not going to want to miss it. Go shop today, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS at checkout for an extra $10 off your order. This episode is brought to you by Bodden Sports. Browns fans, Bodden Sports is your one-stop shop for all your athletic gear. Bodden started out perfecting and manufacturing the best balls in the business. Yeah, if that sounded dirty, that's more about your mind than my words. But hey, it's true. Baseballs, softballs, footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, soccer balls, you name it, and Bodden has engineered the highest standard sports balls available. And now they offer more than just sports balls. If you got kids playing baseball or softball, Bodden has batting gloves and bats to go along with both game balls and training balls. If you're into basketball, Bodden makes basketball specifically for indoor or outdoor use. Heck, Bodden even has all the equipment you need for pickleball, which is one sport that I hear everyone is playing and yet I still never have. And I need to fix that soon. But don't miss the backyard game section of Bodden's website, where you can order everything you need for this upcoming outdoor season. Pool balls, backyard volleyball nets, croquet, bocce, horseshoes, cornhole, and more. Right now, you can get 10% off your entire order at Bodden Sports, B-A-D-E-N Sports.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, and use promo code DOGS when you check out. That's 10% off all the top quality sporting gear you need this season. BoddenSports.com/dogs.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
those four guys, including Pierre Strong, would have to like blow people away in training camp for them to say, yeah, I think we just go ahead and trade Jerome Ford, because we don't know when Nick Chubb is coming back. We do not know. Now, we talked about it last week on the episode. You know, his training and workout videos were great. It's great to see him, you know, putting weight and balancing on just that one leg with the repaired knee and everything. But guys, doing those workouts and then getting on the field and making lateral cuts, digging into the turf, taking a hit to that knee and to the legs and everything else, bearing not just your weight, but a 300-pound lineman, defensive lineman's weight on top of you too with that knee. Those are all different, completely different situations. So it is going to be a while. That I still believe it's not going to be very quick that we see Nick Chubb. Now, the dude is Superman, well, Batman, but you get the idea. And if anybody can make some miraculous comeback and be on the field week one, it's Nick Chubb. I do not mark it as likely, though. I think, and you know, we talked about him potentially being on the PUP for the first 4 weeks. I think that there's me personally now, I know Blake feels differently. I think Justin might be a little more with me. I think there's a strong likelihood, in my opinion, that Nick Chubb doesn't, we don't see him until after the week 10 bye. That we go through the first part of the season with Jerome Ford and Deontay Foreman kind of in that RB timeshare, splitting the workload, doing that kind of stuff. Aiden Robbins, Nyheim Hines, we'll see how these guys factor in. But I don't think, to me, it would just make sense. Let Nick Chubb continue to rehab for that whole time. I think these other guys are definitely good enough. And if the offense has improved enough as far as scheme and the other pieces we've added, like Jerry Jeudy and stuff like that, I think we'll be okay. We get to week 10, we come out of week 10, and then it's week 11 down in New Orleans. And what's interesting after the bye is after that New Orleans game, then we turn around and it is it Sunday? I think it's Thursday night football in Cleveland against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, you want to talk about a game for Nick Chubb to return. Now, I could see it playing out where they come off the bye in week 10 and Nick Chubb's out there for, I don't know, very limited snaps. Maybe he gets 5 to 7 carries against the Saints, just kind of working him in. And then they come out and he's leading the guys out of the tunnel with the flag and everything on Thursday Night Football, getting the crowd just lit to go against the Steelers. That's my prediction. That is my prediction on how things are going to go with Nick Chubb. Now, obviously, if he comes back sooner, before, way before the bye, and he's helping carry us through that first part of the season as well, I will be thrilled. I'm just not expecting it because it's just a lot to expect of a guy going through what he's going through. So the fact that he's even projected to be back this year after what we saw in that Monday night game last year, it is a miracle. But back to Jerome Ford real quick. I guess I'll just kind of recap my profile on him that I did for my running back show earlier in the, I guess it was like late winter when I did the running back state of the Browns before free agency opened up. But let's just dive through a little bit. Jerome Ford, 5'10", yeah, 5'10", 210 pounds, 24 years old. He's going to turn 25 at the start of the season. So if you didn't follow Jerome Ford in college, he actually started college career at Alabama, and that was in 2018 and 19. And he was behind like Damian Harris, Najee Harris, Brian Robinson, future NFL running backs right there. So he ended up transferring to Cincinnati in 2020, played behind Jared Doakes, but he became the starter then in 2021. And that's when he had his monster season in college. He was a fifth round pick then, a number 156 overall by the Browns in the 2022 draft. So let's see. This past season in 2023, played in every single game. He became the de facto starter after Nick Chubb's season ending injury in week two. He put up 204 carries for 813 yards, 4 touchdowns on the ground. So not a big output as far as scoring on the ground. He did have 1 fumble, which isn't terrible for a whole season of usage. He averaged 4 yards per carry. But like I said earlier in the show, that is not his true yards per carry. That's not his efficiency. And I'll break that down here in a second. He did have, this is where I think that Jerome Ford, they need to make sure they're really utilizing his strengths. 63 targets for a running back is exceptional. 44 receptions, very good. 319 yards and 5 touchdowns through the air. So right there, I mean, just, and that was almost by accident because we weren't really planning to use him that much in the passing game. We just got to a point where our options were so limited that we had to. And it was a good thing, I think, looking back now in hindsight, that we had to, because we found and we saw that this is where this guy is really, really talented. So total 1,132 yards, 9 total touchdowns. He did have 6 drops on the year, which was actually the 4th most among running backs. So drops across the team last year between him, Cooper, and Njoku, Elijah Moore, these guys had a lot of trouble with drops last year. We talked about it, probably had, I don't know how much it had to do with, but I'm sure the fact that we went through 5 different quarterbacks played a part in these guys having drop passes. They didn't have consistency with the way the ball was coming out from the guy throwing. The speed, the velocity, all that kind of stuff, the placement, the accuracy. Man, it was all over the place last year because we played 5 different freaking quarterbacks. So I'm not going to give these guys drops a full pass, but I will give them a little bit of little credit on that just because, man, we went through some stuff in 2023 and we were still successful. So even though he had those drops, 26 broken tackles. So that's nice. 446 yards came before contact. 367 of his yards came after contact. So what I was alluding to a little bit ago, he was the 2nd least efficient running back in the NFL, and that's per NFL Next Gen Stats. If you followed us again on the show, on social media, we were harping on this throughout the season, after the season, breaking it down. Jerome Ford, super inefficient. 2nd least inefficient running back in the NFL. His efficiency was a 4.68. He had the highest time behind the line of scrimmage at 3.16. And that leads to a lot of those negative rushes that we saw. He had negative 4 rush yards over expected. Compare that to like a guy from the Steelers, Jaylen Warren, had 162 yards over expected. Again, Jerome Ford, negative 4. So for the season, yes, Jerome Ford averaged 4 yards a carry. Like I said, not stellar, not terrible. But here's why it wasn't the true story. According to Player Profiler, wow. Get it out, Josh. According to Player Profiler, he had 8 breakaway runs, runs that are for more than 15 yards, counts as a breakaway. So that was a breakaway run rate of 3.9%. 266, this is a stat, 266 of his 813 total rushing yards were breakaway yards. That's 33% of his total yards came on breakaway runs, and that was 8 of them. So think about that. So if he had 8 breakaway runs for 266 yards, that's an average of 33.25 yards per carry. That's insane. So if you're following me, this stuff's so hard to explain. I'm trying to do my best here. So if we take out those 8 breakaway runs and all the yards that came on them, remember, there's only 8 of his entire season of carries, only 8 of those, 204 carries were breakaway runs. So you take those away, Jerome Ford actually had 196 carries. So instead of 204, 196 for 547 yards, 2.8 yards per carry. That was Jerome Ford's true yards per carry. You take away his 8 plays, 8 breakaway runs, and he averaged 2.8 yards per carry. And that was the truth of Jerome Ford in 2023. So like we were saying all season long, home run hitting back, not really cut out for what the Browns wanted to do as far as their run scheme. I detailed this in that previous episode too. The run scheme last year relied on the running back picking the lane based on how the defense was flowing. And it just didn't seem like that's Jerome Ford's game. His vision was not really cut out to excel in that sort of a run scheme. And here's another stat just to kind of take this a little further. Jerome Ford had 56 stuffed runs. That's a stuffed run rate of 27.5%, 3rd highest in the NFL among running backs. So when it was feeling like Jerome Ford was getting hit and stuffed at the line of scrimmage just over and over and over, that's because he was. So that is why, to me, that's why Deonte Foreman was brought in to kind of counteract this inefficiency. But you don't trade Jerome Ford. Jerome Ford is a great change of pace. I think that he would be more of a think of like Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott whenever they were, you know, whenever Zeke was still pretty good in Dallas, and how he was just a really good early down back, a bigger bruiser type of guy. And then Tony Pollard was a more agile, you know, pass catching, and he was very efficient on limited carries. I think Jerome Ford could do that Tony Pollard role where he could be very efficient on lower volume because you get him touches in space, which is what the Cowboys did with Tony Pollard, get him touches in space, run plays wherever, you know, it makes sense for him, do run plays that work for him and get him the ball out of the backfield. And he was very good with that. You could see Jerome Ford have a very nice season playing second fiddle in the offense, or I mean in the backfield, if you just limit his touches to, I'm trying to think how to best say this, touches that he can actually be efficient with. You keep running him straight into, you know, the guard, the center guard tackle. You keep running him right into the line, keep trying to get him to see where the defense is flowing and make a cut. We're just going to keep getting stuffed runs. So let somebody else do that and use him how he is, where his skill set is best utilized, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And another reason why the Browns are not trading Jerome Ford, in my opinion, the dude has a $1 million cap hit in 2024. He could potentially be your lead back. He was last year. He could potentially just be, you know, your 1A, 1B type of running back in a rotation for $1 million. I mean, it's so cheap. He's still on his rookie deal. I just, the whole notion of them wanting to trade Jerome Ford is, it's silly, it's ridiculous. And like I said before, you would have to have all four of those other guys just ball out in camp for them to feel like, whew, okay, I think we can go ahead and trade Jerome Ford. Otherwise, no, you can't. We need him. He's a Brown. Resist the clickbait, guys. So I hope that wasn't too confusing. I know I ranted about the stupid clickbait stuff again and went back through my stats, which again, I hadn't looked at these since it's been probably a couple months since I've really looked at the Jerome Ford, you know, deeper stats and everything like I did for the analysis of that running backs episode. But I hope I made all that make sense to you guys as to why he was so inefficient last year. But again, just because he was inefficient and we were saying all year, like, we need somebody else to come in here and be the lead back, doesn't mean you just get rid of Jerome Ford. I think Jerome Ford's a really good player, but he has a specific skill set that was not being utilized the best way last year. And I don't really fault anybody too much for that. He was not supposed to be the lead back last year. That was supposed to be Nick Chubb. He was, you know, running behind a patchwork offensive line for the majority of the season, especially down the stretch. I mean, we had practice squad tackles and, you know, Joel Bitonio was out for a little bit. Ethan Posick, I think, missed a game or something. I don't know. It was all bad last year. We had five different quarterbacks. Y'all know the story. So no sense in harping on that any more than we have to. It is a new year's 2024, and it's going to be a great time. Another great season to be a Browns fan. Get excited, because otherwise, if you're not going to be excited when the Browns are doing great things and building a competitive roster, then why the hell are you even a fan of the team? Because we've been through decades of misery. The team is finally putting together a good coaching staff and a good front office, and we're extending these guys, and it's competitive and it's consistent. And we've got skill players, like, just the defense is supposed to be number one in the league again. Just get excited. Be excited. It's okay to be thrilled about your team. We don't have to live in this path. Oh, the Browns sucked for years, so now I got to be miserable and pissed off every year about them. No, you don't. No, you really don't. Was I miserable during those decades of suckage for the Browns? Yeah, you bet I was. It sucked. It really did. But I'm not going to let that affect me now, because this is the time I was waiting for all that, all those years. I was waiting for this time right now. So you know what? Here we are. Let's enjoy it. Because we always say, you know, you look back and you think, oh, I didn't realize we were in a moment. I wish I would have known. I would have enjoyed it more. Well, I'm telling you guys right now, we're in a moment. Does it mean we're going to win the Super Bowl this year? No, you know, that stuff is just so hard to predict. We could go out week one and 20 guys could get injured. Who knows? But the whole thing is just enjoy this preseason, enjoy training camp, enjoy everything leading up to it. There's going to be a lot of hype. We've got some big stuff coming. Stay tuned later this week. We are going to announce what's coming up for the Dogs Podcast, what you guys have to look forward to. And we're super excited about everything that's coming. There's going to be big things later this summer, throughout training camp, heading into the season and all that kind of stuff, possibly maybe even up in Cleveland. We'll get into all that later, but just stay tuned. We appreciate everybody following the show and supporting the show. Everything you guys do makes all the difference. It really, really does. I don't just say that. You know, when you guys participate with our sponsors and use our promo codes, when you guys subscribe on YouTube, when you leave us reviews and 5-star ratings and all that kind of stuff, when you share our posts on social media and comment and like and all that stuff, like all that stuff sincerely does help the show. And we do appreciate every single one of you. I don't really know what else to say. I love you guys, man. I love you. But I hope, again, you guys had a great 4th of July weekend. Get ready to get back to that grind tomorrow on Monday. But make sure you guys, again, stay tuned to the show this week for the announcements about what's coming up. One last time, fantasy football. If you guys want to get into the leagues, join thedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. Sign up for the fantasy leagues, and we'll get you more information as the summer goes on. But as soon as you subscribe and become a member, and then put your name on the sign-up list that's pinned at the top there on Patreon, you're good to go. That's all we need, and you are into the leagues. No big deal. We'll reach out to you then once we have all the information ready to go. And again, help us get to that 10,000 subscriber mark. Like the video on YouTube, subscribe, and tap that notification bell. And stay away from the clickbait unless you guys want to go in and laugh about it and poke fun and humiliate these yahoos as much as possible. But don't take them seriously, especially whenever they're talking about trading Jerome Ford to the Baltimore Ravens. You know, these guys don't have a damn clue what they're talking about. So love everybody, and I hope you guys all have a great week, and we will see you in the next one. Let's go, Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over, so you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.